Well, later this week, many of us will be gathering around the table to share Christmas dinner. And while we celebrate the day and with family and friends, holiday dinners are also a great time to share your farm's history with younger generations. I'm Mike Davis, and I'm talking now with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, who joins me now with more. And boy, you have quite a history to tell about your family's farm, don't you, Commissioner?
Well, that I do. Living on our farm where my great-grandfather farmed in the late 1800s right on through today, and it's an old house that he built. And just last Sunday in church, someone asked if I missed Christmases with the dairy farm, and I told him not at all, because we always had stories to tell about things impacting around the dairy farm at Christmas time, as I'm sure every farmer has those same types of stories. So, we'll get together like all families toward the end of this week and share a lot of memories and just share some great times around the table.
And you've got a somewhat fuller table this year, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. We've got a brand new granddaughter, about a month and a half old, and we get another granddaughter in early January. So yeah,
wow.
Weathers' household is being taken over by the ladies, and that's probably a good thing.
Nothing wrong with that. And of course, I know you'll have plenty of South Carolina certified South Carolina grown products to share, and that makes it even that much better there at the Weathers' household.
You know, it is, and a lot of folks have commented on the Christmas commercials that we did, that Blanche and I did together, around the fact that for your holiday meals, you can buy it all from South Carolina, most all of it from South Carolina, and really not miss a trick, as we say at home. And so that was a great reminder to us to make sure we go out and do that. So mm-hmm. been a real effort, but looking forward to having some certified South Carolina around the table. And I don't know that all of our gifts have come from South Carolina, but that's up to Santa Claus to see where he gets them from.
Right. We can't always dictate to the big guy in the red suit where he gets his stuff. But I'll tell you, as we look back over this year, it's been a really good year for South Carolina agriculture, and I think you've got some numbers that bear that out.
Well, you know, it has been. We've gotten some really good weather for great yields this year, and it does show up in our numbers that cotton production's up almost a third over the previous year, soybeans up almost 30%, corn, which is the primary crop, is up 7%. So the combination of good yields and good markets will make 2021 a profitable year for agriculture in South Carolina, and luckily without having to get so much assistance from Washington, as was the case during the COVID recovery or the trade dispute assistance, those types of things, as farmers just prefer to get their profits from the market and not from Washington.
Yeah, that is a good thing. And I know as we turn our focus once again to the end of this week and the end of this year, it's going to be a special time for you and your family, as you've already alluded to. And I know you've got some well wishes for the families across South Carolina as well.
Well, you know I do, because Christmas is so special that we stop and just realize all the blessings we have. We've focus on Advent. You know, when we think about our hope, our joy, our love, and our peace, and no better way to do that than sitting around the table with your family. So I wish for everyone a great and merry Christmas and all of God's blessings in the coming year.
Amen, and the same to you, Commissioner Weathers. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Southern Farm Network.